Okay, so this video, man, I'm getting ready to go buy this gangster ass TV, but I finished the last bowl of my delicious soup I had yesterday, and I started watching YouTube. And I tell you what, man, see, this is why I try to tell every man that, look, every man, no matter how bad you fuck up and however long it takes you to realize you fucked up, let me get my juice from over this window. No matter how bad you fuck up in life, you can always fix it. You can always turn it around and fix it. Women do not have this same, women just do not have the same ability. And this video is made for a celebrity, specifically Emma Watson, right? I don't know if you guys know who Emma Watson is, but Emma Watson was the girl. She did all I know that she ever did was Harry Potter. And now she's 30, 31 years old. And see, she is just another woman gone to waste. See, this happens every time. It happens every time with women. Women become eternally damaged once they cross that certain level of self-indulging. Like, I don't know why this is with women. And I'm gonna have to think about this while I'm going to pick up my TV. Because like I said, I just moved to Prague. Well, I've been in Prague about a month now. You know, I'm running around, drinking, fucking, having fun. So I'm not really even buying. Like, the place was already furnished as far as, like, this desk is this laptop sitting on. And, you know, I got couches and beds and shit like that. But I don't got a TV. You know, like, things like TV, toothbrushes, they're not going to furnish that a lot of times. So I'm going to go buy my TV in about an hour. But I just been lazy to do it because I just get entertained by the internet. But Emma Watson, man, like, she's 30 years old, and she was, throughout her 20s, she was always gorgeous. And every time, man, like, it never fails. Like, with women, once they learn to indulge in things that they like strictly for what they want, like, that is, like, once their brain crosses that threshold, there's just no saving them. You can't do anything. And the thing is, they know that they're aware of it, that they're kind of stuck in this endless loop of it. Because once they begin to do this self-indulging thing, once they begin to indulge in what they want the moment they want it, well, see, the reality of what happens is, no man will ever be able to fulfill her needs 24/7. Because as soon as she sees something she doesn't like, she'll just go, oh, I don't want that anymore. I think I want this now. You see, the woman ends up in this, she'll always end up in this constant realm of, the guys I want don't want me. I don't want the guys who want me. So I'll just get whatever I want for the next 15 minutes. And they end up in this constant revolution with men, and they cannot go back to what they were before and genuinely find place and happiness. So they try to substitute it. So what did these women do? Like I said, I had an aunt who did this exact same thing. She did this, and she did it from a young age. She figured out, oh, this is what I like, this is what I want to do. I'm not gonna settle for less. And I'm gonna see, when women hop into that, I'm not going to settle for less shit, that is just the end of her ever finding any true place in the universe where she belongs. That's it. From then on, she will forever be, I think, is a vagabond. She will always be a vagabond for the rest of her life. There is no family that can be made out of that. There is no partnership that can be made out of that. That woman is, like, just like my aunt and other women I've seen like this, once they've crossed over into that area, they cannot coexist as a partner with anyone. It's just, it's done. And Emma Watson is, you can just watch, you can just go back and watch the course of her life and how it happened. And it's, see, like I said, women like my aunt, like Emma Watson, like, man, they were beautiful women, man. Like, they were beautiful women. No man would have said no to them, you know, when they were 25, 26. Nobody, no man would have said no. They probably still haven't heard the word no. They just probably got ghosted or something like that. like, because she's like 30, 31, man. And it is, and it, like most of them, she's a feminist. She, like, I'm telling you, when a woman's brain crosses that threshold into knowing what she wants, that is just the absolute end of her. It's the end. They never recoup off that shit. And like, and I was going on this way of speaking. See, because then they try to think, because the next step for all of these women who do it, every single one of these women who do this, the next step is to buy valuable trinkets. I have this valuable table. I have this valuable chandelier. Because see, because they're trying to substitute what they have eternally fucked up within themselves. You see what I'm saying? So every one of these women will indulge. She will buy all the expensive things that she don't even need or use ever, but she just knows it's expensive because that's where a woman's brain goes. See, she's trying to substitute that man that should be in her life buying her these things. You see, she's trying to understand. Also, she's trying to fill this empty tank that's within her, and she don't know what kind of fuel to put in it. You see what I'm saying? Because like she can't see it at this point. Like Emma Watson, she can't see it. And see, like women like Emma Watson, see, she can still look like she's 23. So she still thinks she's gonna be 23 forever. See, it's not gonna start hitting her until she starts to age a little bit more, and it becomes really clear that look, most other men are either married or they don't want to get married, and she's going to end up being the mistress, and you know it is just a pathetic. It's a pathetic ending. Like, and I feel so bad for women like Emma Watson. What's the other bitch name? Kelly Cuoco, the one who did The Big Bang Theory. I feel sorry for those women who figure out they know what they want. Whenever they start talking like that, this is the difference between men and women. See, a man can end up fat, you know, lost his house, lost his wife, lost his kids, and sit up in a disgusting room by himself with just Dorito, you know, just potato chips and sodas everywhere piling up. And then all he has to do is go, ding, I want to do something with my life. And he can turn all around in 3 months. And be a whole different, you know, be in a whole different category of bachelor at that point. But see, women, no, they can't see. Once that youth is run out, and then once that mentality is gone, that compatible mentality, see, women are not valued for being strong and independent. Men are valued for that because women follow men. Women are not leaders. Therefore, they are not valued for being this. See, like, so for instance, like Emma, I'm using Emma Watson as a constant example. But this is pretty much what happens to, you know, all women who go through that mental, when they cross that mental threshold of being fucked up for eternity now. See, like I said, see, when you see her shit, she's always going to have the most expensive shit she can afford. She's going to have all the Apple products and Louis Vuitton and Gucci, see, because she's screaming, I'm hurt. That's what that is. She's screaming it. See, that is almost the same, as I said in some videos a while back, how women, when they start traveling alone, that is another way you can tell, like, they're screaming for help, you see. But see, the thing, just like with, see, traveling takes that bit of independence in it, too. And once they get that, they can, I'm saying, what they're valued for as a woman and a mother can never be gotten back. They'll try to lie to themselves and surround themselves with other failures, women along with them, to try to convince themselves that they're strong and empowered. See, they know that they're eternally fucked up now. sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Well, a lot of times, okay, like with Emma Watson girl, so like that shit is Emma Watson, baby. I hope she watches this. Because like, I feel bad for you because you were always a beautiful woman. You were a beautiful woman. You were a pretty little girl. You were beautiful. You had all the potential. You had a career. Now you're 30 years old and feminist. That is just like the op. Like, but you still look good. That's the part that hurts so bad because you're fucked up forever now. There's no fixing it. It's done. You see, men can be mommy's boys until they're 35, and then click, mommy dies, and then they go fix something, and now they're a man now. You see, but see, women, see, your whole lifespan is front loaded. So that see, after 30, you on just constant decline, baby. You can't, there is no more incline. I don't care how many Gucci bags you buy. I don't care how many Louis Vuitton belts, how many Apple iPhones. You will never go up again, okay? Maybe if you were around those other loser-ass single women who could keep a man too, you could, you know, get up in that category. But you will never go up, baby. You see, men... I could get both my legs cut off in a car accident right now, get depressed, go through years of alcoholism and heroin use, and then, like, okay, for instance, Samuel L. Jackson. He was a hero. He's a hardcore heroin addict. He was like 43. And boom, ding, Samuel Jackson went right on up there. you see, I'm saying, see, women don't, women don't do that. Men go out, you know, men go through divorces and they go through, you know, decades of alcoholism and then go out and learn how to laugh at themselves and become comedians and then start fucking women like Emma Watson when she was in her prime. You see, now Emma Watson's don't go back and fuck Channing Tatum's in his prime. You see what I'm saying? Like, it don't work that way. Like women, like your life is front loaded. And at the older you get, just the worse it's gonna go. Like, but you can afford Louis Vuitton. Old bitch. like Emma, if you're watching this, Louis Vuitton is not gonna save you, okay? Gucci is not gonna save you. Reading Toni Morrison books is not gonna save you. See, I know why you're doing it. I tell you exactly why you're doing it. I hope you end up watching this. See, I know why you, and you don't hate me, because like I said, women hate when logic is spelled out. Either they hate it or they horrifically flock to a man who spelled out their logic to them. It's usually one or the other, but most times women are gonna hate you for it. The reason, I know why you think you like this shit is because you like, okay, like all women think they like what they think other women like. Okay, so there's like a little high in your brain to say, oh, I'm doing this now. But see that high that comes from, oh, I'm doing this now, is coming from the thought of how you would look at other women who did it before you, and you thought it was interesting and you know, you thought it was just this enigma like interesting creature. You know, and it turned you on to see an older woman do that, and you thought it would be cool to turn into that. Kind of like how men, when we're younger, we look up to, I don't know, like we look up to, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, we look up to, let's say, like Michael Knight from Knight Rider. Or, let's say this. Boys look up to people like James Bond. Right? James Bond and Iron Man and these type of guys. But see, the reality of being James Bond, like, you don't want that. Like, a man really doesn't want that reality, okay? Because the reality of James Bond life is very depressing, okay? Everybody he ever knows dies. He gets to wear nice suits and he talks with a British accent. But after that, I mean, everybody around him dies. He don't never got nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody like him for real in his world. Like B&J. So, like, men, we eventually grow out of that shit. But see, like, girls, like, y'all don't. Because, girl, it's all about, like, the perceived status for you at that time. You see, like I said, like, boys, we look up to Iron Man, right? Now, no man really wants to live an Iron Man lifestyle. Because you think about the reality of that. Every 2 weeks, some bad guy's blowing up the city, killing motherfuckers, and you got to go out there and save it. You know what I'm saying? Your girlfriend's always mad at you. You got to wear this suit. This suit might not work one day when you out flying in it. It might just fall to the ground, and you got that stress in your head all this time. You see what I'm saying? Like, wait, we grow up to know, like, Iron Man's life is not all that. Like, it's fun because we're seeing the snippets of when it's fun, but it's not fun. Like, you don't want that culture. You see, and the same thing, like, with women, when they look up the old women, say, oh, I want to be that old ugly bitch that reads Toni Morrison books because it's artsy. See, like, you ain't, like, yeah, you ain't, like, see, girls, you don't see, like, you're only seeing the snippet, that 5 minute time you've seen her, and then you create all this other mythological BS in your head of how the rest of her life is. That woman is lonely, okay? If a woman has time enough to do that, she, bruh. Emma, if some kind of way this makes it viral and you see this shit, I'm sorry, okay? But it's just the reality of the situation. Like, you just done, okay? Because the reality of dating a woman like you, and the reason why ain't nobody trying to date you like that for real, is because, see, other grown men know, okay? The reason why you can't find a date with the men that you want is, okay, like this, you know, who, you know, because I'm 33. I think you like 30. So I'm like 30. So I'm a little older, you see. I already know what's coming with you. And I don't want it. Okay. And you don't even know who I am. All right. And I don't want it. So I know a motherfucker that's walking around who can afford to buy you all that Gucci shit that you want. I know he don't want you. All right. That's just flat out. Okay. That's just the rest. So I mean, hey, very used to Toni Morrison books and looking at yourself in the mirror, drinking a glass of wine with those Gucci shoes. You say, because the only person who won't see that is you and other dingbat hoes. So good luck. I mean, because it's sad. Because, okay, back to the guys. I mean, like, she was such, I mean, she still is a beautiful girl. And it's sad because it's the same thing. No matter where you go, no matter where you travel on this planet, men and women's logic and mentalities are the same, especially women's. Once a woman's brain crosses that threshold into, I do what I like, and now I'm educated and smart, and I know what I like. And once their brain is crossing that, there is nothing you can do for them. Nothing. Nothing. They are just, they will be, she's Emma, what? She's going to be alone just like she is for the rest of her life. Or the only guy she can possibly put up with once she gets too tired of just being alone is going to be some beta chump. It's going to be some chump guy that's going to tell her whatever she wants to hear. Go, well, I didn't think you should do it. Yeah, I mean, no, it's not going to be a strong man. I guarantee it's not going to be a man who naturally gets her vagina wet. I can guarantee you that. I promise you that. And she going to have to struggle to have sex with him one time a month. And she going to work at this. She is going to have to struggle with every ounce of her sexual fiber to get herself half as lubricated to have sex with the guy who's actually going to deal with that shit versus a guy she's actually going to want. That's just sad. I feel sorry for you. But, I mean, hey, that's what feminism does. That's what feminism does. So thank feminism for it. Yeah, you strong. You see, oh, like I said, men are valued for being strong and independent. Women are not. Because when you become strong and independent, that is a man's quality. You see what I'm saying? That is a man's quality. So there's nothing. Okay, to put it into perspective, okay, for a woman to be strong and independent is the equivalent of a man who worships a woman, puts her on a pedestal. Because the reality is, for the opposite sex, is that there's nothing for the opposite sex to do with it. You see, it's the same thing. It's the same off-putting and awkward. I should have made that a whole other video. The differences between, I think I will. I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to continue with that in the next video.